In this lesson, we're focusing on 나이데 something something する. For example,
食べないで寝る.
To go to sleep without eating. This 나이데 is without the previous action. Let's have another example.
勉強しないでテストを受ける.
To take the test without studying. Notice how we start from the second, the main clause, to take the test.
テストを受ける.
To take the test. Then, without that previous action, 나이데 in the sentence it was?
勉強しないでテストを受ける.
Without studying, take the test. So in order to do this, we need the 나이 form of a verb plus で. And in the previous lessons, we went over how to form the 나이 form. We just simply add で and then follow it with another clause. So previously, we gave you the Japanese example. We'll give you the English sentence and try to work backwards and get the Japanese sentence. So Naomi-sensei, how would I say Peter works without sleeping?
ピーターは寝ないで働く.
The first part of that sentence is?
ピーターは.
Peter, marked by the topic marking particle, followed by?
寝ないで.
No sleep, followed by?
働く.
Works. Peter, no sleep, works. Peter works without sleep. It's kind of like Peter, no sleep, and works. So the day is combining the sentences.
Yeah, it's like and.
Peter, no sleep, and works. So Peter works without sleeping.
So this, ne? You really do, right?
Yeah.
In today's dialogue, we had, お父さんは何も言わないでアルバムを見ている.
The father has been looking at the photo album without saying anything. Literally, the father saying nothing and looking at the album. So he's looking at the album without saying anything.
ね、かわいそう. I feel a bit sorry for him.
え、なんでですか? Why?
なんか寂しいんじゃない?
You think he's sad?
うん。違うと思いますけど。
I think it's something different.
What is it?
I think he inside 認めた, like he admitted. 認める is to admit, to recognize. He recognized that his daughter is going to be with Haruya. So he's just thinking about all the times together.
Ah, なるほどね。
かな?